As I picked myself up off the floor, I dove to the floor, laughing, coughing, singing. You just heard it. Well, at least I've done it, and Napoleon Murphy Brock imitated me in 1974. So I have a statement to make. Very very important day today, October 8th. Check the calendar here. Yes, October 8th, 2019. It was 100 years ago, same month, October 31st, 1919, when Wyndham Lewis laid down the gauntlet. He put out a small booklet. It's called The Caliph's Design, subtitled Architects, Where is Your Vortex? So he was the leader of the vortices. He was the first there to comprehend what was coming. So then 50 years later, October 31st, 1919, 50 years later, October 8th, 1969, I had my first significant interaction with the astral plane, let's say. I don't know what it was. And anyway, Dave Wurster was channeling cosmic awareness. And October 8th, 1969, in Seattle, I had a private session, and I said, what is my purpose? Well, I asked, what is my purpose and direction? We were told to ask that. And Dave Wurster, in trance while lying on a couch, channeling something called cosmic awareness said, this awareness indicates, answering about my purpose and direction, this awareness indicates this within the previous message. So I had already gotten something earlier in the session, but this was more pointed. So this awareness indicates this within the previous message, that your action in relation to the symbolic language is that which is extraordinary. This also will aid in relating higher abstractions within the psyche in a manner which creates the circumstances by which you may speak through more than one symbol simultaneously in a series of well-chosen words. This at a level of transpersonative interaction. I would take that transpersonative interaction, that's kind of ESP, it's kind of on the radio, talking to people directly and not writing to them. So read that again. That your action in relation to the symbolic language is that which is extraordinary. This also will aid in relating higher abstractions within the psyche in a manner which creates the circumstances by which you may speak through more than one symbol simultaneously in a series of well-chosen words. This at a level of transpersonative interaction. Well, that's one of the better predictions that actually happened in many ways, and I'm doing it again today. So that was October 8, 1969. On that day in 1904, James Joyce and his girlfriend Nora Barnacle left Dublin for good, pretty well. He was 22 years old, and he got the heck out of there. It was a good move. So he went to Europe. So that was October 8, 1904. Then we come to today, October 8, 2019. So 100 years after the publication of William Lewis's manifesto, and 50 years after that statement in 1969. So what's happening today? Well, I just finished a book that came out in 1991 called The Science of Christian Economy and Other Prison Writings by Lyndon LaRouche. Excellent book. And running through that, having just finished it, I can now say I've mastered LaRouche. But that gets to the point here. If we look at the tiny note chart, we see I have do, re, mi, fa. Don't have sol, but I've got fa, sol, la implied. So in the fa, sol, la, you're sitting in the middle, standing in the middle, beaming in the middle, and people in a circle are emanating sounds at you. So that's obviously what the tiny note chart is. Me as Rumpelstiltskin, my term for the tech body, is sitting in the middle, and I've got Frank Zappa, Marsh McLuhan, Mae Brussels, Lynn LaRouche, Jiddu Krishnamurti, Cosmic Awareness, William Irwin Thompson, Arthur Coker, Dr. Beter, Garrett Dean, Dr. Carolyn Dean, M.A. Brussel, Lynn LaRouche. They're doing the emanation that one experiences in Fossil Law, chanting, singing, whatever it is. I think Ion says it's the original music. So I'm proposing, after getting to the bottom of the throne painting or the throne scene from the Book of Revelations, getting to the bottom of chapter 23, which turns out the keys are about me largely, end with me. And then you got the angel diagram. We've got a lot of transparency on that thing now. And then we got the tech body phenomenon, which is 8/11 Ion and 3/11 me, tech body, Carolyn, Rumpelstiltskin, Lucifer, something. Mixture, Trump, Donald Trump. Okay, so if I imagine myself in the middle of the Fa-Sola situation or environment, the tiny note as an environment, the throne scene as an environment, chapter 23 as an environment, the angel diagram as an environment, and the tech body as an environment. So I get six environments beaming at me. So I propose that this intermingling of the six levels I've just named is the new Fa-Sola. It approximates the complexity of the tech body situation. So this is the new vortex. And I like the phrase, the science of Christian economy, because LaRouche in his book explains that you don't have to know anything about the Bible to be a Christian. All you have to know is that you have the sovereign power of creative reason, and other people have it too. And that's the first thing you recognize. And then there's even an interesting moire or overlay in LaRouche's books. He has a situation where, looking it up, sort of like his chart, he says, creative mind is to the golden section as potential population density is to the curvature of space and time. And the resonance of all that, creative mind, creative reason, the golden section pattern, the potential population density, and the curve of space and curvature of space and time, the resonance and the interplay of that approximates universal law, which is pretty hard to arrive at. It's pretty hard to get perfection, constantly in a process of becoming. The being is carried at the end of the stick. So those five aspects have a resonant interplay. So that's what I put together, reading LaRouche's collection of his writings all at one time. It's actually three books, three little books, so a lot of repetitions are really rubbed through me, the basic pattern of his work. So that is being a Christian. If you use your mind to make classical art or classical technology, use your being, you're a Christian. And you are contributing to the world. And it's a science as well as an art. And so the basic aspect of the economy is endless improvement, with more and more people contributing. So, interesting phrase, the science of Christian economy. There's nothing about regular science in the book. It's an anti-environment science. There's nothing about Christianity in the book. And there's nothing about your typical financial Wall Street economic talk in the book. So, I propose that if you want to experience the situation now, get to know well the tech body, you position yourself into the environments that are indicated in the tiny note chart, which echo the throne scene in chapter 23 and the angel diagram and the Fa-Sola situation. So I think that's a mofo here on October 8th, 2019, 100 years after Wyndham Lewis's manifesto on October 31st, Halloween. And then the halfway point, Bob's amazing ability to translate symbolic realities. So you go back after I've just said all this. I've just done what awareness said. I've related higher abstractions within the psyche, higher abstractions within the psyche, in a manner which creates the circumstances by which you may speak through, or I may speak through, more than one symbol. We presented six symbolic environments there, simultaneously in a series of well-chosen words. And the extra part is the transpersonative interaction, the tactility, the ESP, and the fact that Ion is in this room. That creates a synergistic, synesthetic pointedness, and that should give you your purpose and direction. Okay. And now open the lines to Ion. Are you there, Ion?
Hi. Hello.
You're playing something? A zither?
Yeah.
A zither?
We were playing backdrop. We were playing backdrop music to your little soliloquy.
Thank you. And, you know, if there's any static, I don't know if the bill has fixed the static problem. If there's any static, because I'm going to excerpt this and send it around the world, it's appropriate to have static, because static basically is the dead body and what Ion's adding to it. So just to cap it off, Ion, before we begin to interrogate the correspondence, why not hear this? I think it's appropriate. It has a seriousness to it, to what I'm saying. And look at that, Madeline. Holy shit, Obab. Excellent, Madeline. Excellent. Good, good, good. Master, that's me. Alyssa says, it sounded great,
it
just
is.
A cute echo that retrieves a feeling of a large hall and seriousness. Good. Okay, enough about me. This statement will be studied for many, many moons. Let's see what Bert does.